mention one other thing.
There's an interesting line in Morale, I should also mention, that he, I think he quotes in that piece, if I remember correctly. And that is, Morale was wondering why, I've adapted a little bit though. Why it is that you get Skila for Nara Murasa and you get Chenek for Nesua? So I think he says that Morale says it a little bit differently than what I'm saying, but I think the gist of it, or at least what I got out of it, was that the reason you get a more chomor avera for Nara Murasa is because that is the that's the ingredient, you know, that makes the ishus of Klal Yisrael unique. In other words, what differentiates ishus of Klal Yisrael from ishus of Ben Noach is Eirusin. I'm not sure if he says it exactly that way or means it exactly that way, but that's how, put it this way, that's how I adapted it. So that's something also to think about. I also think it's very interesting in light of... I'm trying to remember where it is. I'll try to track it down. But I think it's also interesting in light of this that, you know, mostly when you... when a Ben Noach interferes with a Klal Yisrael person's marriage, he gets the onesh of the Klal Yisrael person. Right? Even if it's... which is more chomor than the Ben Noach one. So I think that there are also two ways to look at that. One way is that it's just, you know, more of a technical halacha, you know, that we give him the, you know, the more chomor of the two, and so on. But I think another way to look at it a little bit is to say that, again, the it's a terrible, obviously, as Harasa Zim Isasa, Yisra Ishasish is a violation for Ben Noach too. But the disruption of a Ben Noach marriage, which is a more, this is my suggestion again, which is a more casual union or bond, is still different than, even qualitatively, than the disruption of a marriage, which is based on Eirusin, you know, which is, you know, creates a different chalos, which has the kind of, you know, kurva impact. It's a different family unit and structure. So that's also another reason, I think, to be treated like a Yisrael violator rather than a Ben Noach violator. Just a suggestion. Anyways, getting back to... not so far away, actually, right? But getting back to Kedushin, kind of reasons I picked that topic. So I think the last thing we were discussing was to pin down some of the Lashonos of the Rishonim. I want to do that on a couple of issues just to finish up. Just going forward, again, we will have Shir tomorrow. What time do we say? 9:45? We'll try to make it 9:45. And then we have to move on to the next issues. But before we do, so... just a couple of, just to finish up tomorrow, whatever we don't finish up today, of the previous Mar Makomos, but also just to add, regarding Chalipin, the Avnei Miluim on Lamed Aleph Vav, if you get a chance, and the Ksos, Kuf Tzadi Hei Aleph, and Kuf Chav Gimel Hey. Okay. Now I do want to. I still have to speak a little bit of Shava Pruta and Shava Kesef. I'm going to hold off on that just for a little bit longer until we finish discussing the Makar of Kesef. So after those things that I just mentioned, let's go through the Shakla Bataria. It's we're on right now on Gimel Amud Beis. So just through. Certainly the first part, you know, just go through the Shakam Targumarashi Tosis Rambam just to, you know, get going. At least through Dalet Amud Aleph, through Gufa V'Yad Zechinam, but really mostly as a unit, you know, through Dalet Amud Beis, through the top of, we just want to get through the next section about the Mokar of Kesef, and especially the status of Ketana and Nara. Right, until the discussion of Shtar. Shtar is Heyomad Aleph. And Heyomad Beis we did already. You know, bottom of Heyomad Aleph to Heyomad Beis, the Chuppah part we did already. And that overlaps with some other things. But I want to try to figure out... first, I want to go to the Shakam Tarya. What is the Makar of Kinyan Kesef? Is it kicha kicha mistei afron? Is it biyatzal chinam ein kasef? Is there a difference between, you know, kiddushei ketana and gedola and nara? That whole shaka v'tari. It's a little bit, a lot of gemara, but it goes quickly, hopefully. And especially, of course, for the Rambam, the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka, right? Both Perek Aleph and Perek Gimel. You know, he talks about Kiddushei Kesef. Also Sefer HaMitzvos, which Makar does he quote. And of course, we have to talk very quickly about the Divrei Sofrim issue. I'm not going to expand on it much because, you know, we don't want to do Afkina. We did that in Ksuvos a couple of years ago. Those who were here, but we definitely talk, we've alluded to, but we want to speak just a little bit more about what the Rama means when he says Divrei Sofrim, and it's connected to how to read these Gemaras. So as far as that is concerned, you just have to look at the Shaka V'tari at least on Ksuvah Space Amud Beis, Tanakh Dekadosh B'Kaspa, and the Tshuva of the of Rabbi Rama and Rambam. I don't know the number, I forgot to write it down. I'll get it for you hopefully tomorrow. Or Sunday, if the latest, we're not going to get there yet anyway. The tshuva of the Rambam's son, Rav Aharon Rambam, and the Rambam's own tshuva to the Chacham Eloniel, that is also quoted by the Ramban in Shorish Beis and Sefer HaMitzvos. And especially, I want to zero in on the what the raya was. I think I already mentioned this earlier in the year, but the raya that the Rambam brings from the from the Sugya and Daf Tes Amud Beis, tries to bring a raya why shtar is different than kesef. Why don't we say that shtar is also a Dibrei Sofrim, you know, since it's derived from Biyatza V'Hoysa. Ram says something very strange, and the Ramban calls him out on it in that whole discussion, say for mitzvos. So what did the Rambam mean by it? Okay, and it should be already obvious because we kind of alluded to it. Okay, so that's going forward. And then after that, we still have to catch up with Shava Kesef and Shava Pruta, which won't take long, but it's just to fill in kind of a couple of lines. Okay. So where we are right now is we're discussing the Shaka V'tari of the Gemara regarding Lo Mekanya Nafsha. So I think what we stopped with was we were pointing out the Rashi, right? Rashi says what he says. The Bali Tosis, let's just have somebody read Rashi quickly. Yair, you mind? What?
I don't have it
right now. You don't have Tosis? I could not have told you that. Inconceivable. Is that possible? Josh, go ahead. What?
Tosis.
He quotes Rashi. You can start with the Rashi that he quotes. Go ahead.
Yeah, the
oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Okay. So we know the Rashi. Now I just want to just make it clear how I think Tosis read Rashi and how other people read Rashi. Go ahead. Bekashal Rabbeinu Tam. Bekashal
Rabbeinu Tam. The Imkain Pashta Yadav Kibwa Kiskadesh Bukha Bishav Kuta.
Okay. So what do you think about that question?
Question.
Is it a good question?
Yeah,
so the question already betokens a certain reading of Rashi. That's the point I want to make. Namely, a narrow reading of Rashi. That when Rashi said that Isha Pachzim Shav Prit V'lo Mekanya Nafsha D'Gnai Hula, right, that it was actually reading her mind, and in the narrowest sense, meaning she's not going to be happy with this and she's not going to accept it. Right? So then you could say, and what if she does? Which is what Tosa said. When you ask a question like, and what if she does? You can only be reading it as saying, well, the problem is that she won't. Right? She won't. Maybe she will. What if she will? Right? Whereas if the point had been that you require the kind of kesef that objectively, right, is kesef shel kavod, kesef shel hana, you know, etc., then it has nothing to do with the personal predilection of the particular isha, right? There's something called kinyan kesef, and there's another thing called kesef shel, or kinyan mamon, whatever you want to call it, and something else called kesef shel kavod, or kesef shel hana. So I'm just trying to point out, number one, imken pashti yada v'kibla tiskadish b'pachas mishav pruta. Number two, there's another assumption here, right? And that is what Rashi says about what? What case, Yair? What?
It's a regular case.
No, you just said it. Chalipin. And Tosis is asking from Chalipin?
It could be more general.
Or is Tosis asking from Kesef? Is Tosis asking if I take coins that are less than a pruta, it should work according to Rashi?
Yeah, it should be.
Or is he asking that if I took a kli, right, l'shem chalipin, that was worth less than a pruta, it should work according to Rashi?
Yeah, he seems to be understanding Rashi that Rashi is also working in the framework of
chalipin
as a
Kesef. Yeah, or that what Rashi says is applicable to Kesef. Because even if you were to, you know, understand Rashi narrowly, that the problem of being makabel chalipin, which is isnayu b'pachas mish. Number one, Rashi says chalipin is isnayu b'pachas mishav pruta, and therefore it's always a ganai. Right? He doesn't ever say that chalipin less than a pruta is a ganai. He says since chalipin is right, is that correct? Mishum de ganayu la hilkach pata la toras chalipin b'kiddushin v'afilu b'kli sheyesh b'shav pruta. Does Rashi ever say that? Does Rashi ever apply that the only problem with less than a pruta of kesef is gnai? No. Does Rashi even ever say that the problem of pachos mishava pruta in chalipin is gnai? No. Although that's a little harder one to answer. What Rashi really, really, really seems to be saying is that if you have, right, if you have a chalipin, which is shava pruta, right, it's still a ganai, it could be shava $1 million, it's still a ganai because the institution of chalipin includes less than a pruta. But if you gave chalipin less than a pruta, is that only a ganai? And certainly if you gave a coin less than a pruta, is that a ganai? Or is that a more basic problem? Could be a more basic problem. That's the first point I want to make. In other words, so in a way, Tosis, there are, Tosis is overreaching in his interpretation. It doesn't mean he's wrong, right? But based on what Rashi says, you could draw the line in any of these places. Tosis is assuming that, number one, Rashi is not making, let's get all the assumptions. Number one, Rashi is not making a comment about a quality or category within kesef, called kesef shel hana, kesef shel kavod, right? Which I'm going to try to show in a minute, or we've said already, in my opinion, is the Rambam's view, and probably the Ramban, the Ramban's view in Rashi. Okay, we'll see that in a second. Certainly not saying that. He's also not saying that, you know what, Whatever Rashi is saying, he doesn't mean it about a specific woman. That would certainly be true about the first point, right? I'm point number two now. Let's assume that there is no different category called kesef shel hanar, kesef shel kavod, or whatever, right? But even if I'm worried about the actual extraneous problem of kpeda, maybe it's a low plug. Right? Batla, Daita, Eitzel, Koladam. Who said we're talking about an individual? That an individual should matter. This is a low plug. Right? Who says that? We'll see in a moment. The Ritva, who else? Could be the Mira, I don't remember. The Tosa Rosh. Right? A group of Rishonim. Now, again, when you say Baitla Bata Daita Tzaladad Adam, it also could mean one of two things. It could mean the first point, which is, you know what? This is a category, and that's why it's Bata Daita Tzaladad. It's about Kesef Shel Kavod and Kesef Shel Hana. It's defined by the group. That's why it's defined by the group. Or it could mean, in a narrower way, that it isn't about this individual, it's about a low plug. I'm not sure which the Tosa Rosh and the Ritva mean, but they both use the expression of Batal Daitel Itzel Kalado. So I'm not sure whether that's the same as the Ramban's reading of the Rashi or not. Okay, that's the second perspective. The third perspective is to just point out, let's say you're right, there's no new category, there's no objectification of Batal Daitel Itzel Kalado, it does depend on the individual, right? But Rashi might say, I never ever said, right, that you could even fundamentally get away with a chalipin bepachos mipruta. I'm only trying to explain why you cannot get away with a chalipin, which is lamala mipruta. So then ask the question, if you're going to ask me the question, ask the question, what if Pashta Yada Vikibla Chalipin Lamala Mipruta? Right? But it's not fair to ask me the question, what if Pashta Yada Vikibla Chalipin Pachos Mipruta? To that I might answer, there's no Shei Mamon. That's not a Kepeda problem, that's an objective problem. Understand? And even if you don't want to go that far, so then what you might have said is, fine, the most that you can ask me is if I'm a kabel, a kli, pachos mipruta. But it's not fair to ask me if I'm a kabel, kesef, pachos mipruta. Who's talking about that at all? We're not even talking about kesef. We're not talking about kesef. We're not necessarily talking about pachos mipruta. We're not even necessarily... You get the idea. Okay. Why did Tosus read Rashi this way? Like, it seems like an unfair projection. Yet I'm sort of that's what Rashi really meant. Maybe. Or, I'm just a psychological comment, is this Tosus projecting himself, in a way, on Rashi? Right? Which sometimes happens, ironically. Meaning, Tosus' own view, as it's going to be developed, that part we don't need because we've read it already, right? Because we divided the sugya up a little bit differently than the way Rishonim did, is what? That the Hava, meaning the Gemara, Yaakov, is? You know what I'm referring to? Okay, well, at least I've still got you guessing, right? Yonatan? That Chalipin is Kesef. That's how Tosus is going to read the Habamin of the Sukkah. Because that's so, and Rabbeinu Tam is even further going to say that even the Maskana of that partly may still be true. So is that why, if Rashi is vulnerable, you know, so should the vulnerability be limited to a Kli in the context of Chalipin? The whole, we're looking at Chalipin as a subcategory of Kesef. So it's good for Chalipin, it's good for Kesef. Now, the problem with that is, I think that may have been what happened here, but that's just a speculation. Number one, it's not fair, because that's not how Rashi read the sugya, right? And even if it were true, even if Rashi did think that Kesef and Chalipin were comparable, right? That doesn't mean that they're identical. And no one can say that Chalipin and Kesef are absolutely identical in every way. Because our in my bia nasa chalipin and pre nasa, there are still differences. Okay, so my suggestion is that that's how Rashi, that's how Tosus came to it, and that's what they're saying. Either way, continue. Go to the next one. The ode, they're projecting on Rashi that this comment of gnai, notwithstanding everything that we've said, really means that the problem of pachos mipruta, even in kesef, is a narrow technical one. But that also makes an assumption that what? That less than a pruta is kasef, fundamentally. Right? Because if it wasn't, you'd be in deep trouble. Now, again, according to, if we draw the line somewhere else, we're not in deep trouble. We might say, well, with regard to money, right, the Rubicon is Shavaprutta. Anything less than a Shavaprutta is not Kesef. But Rashi's talking about Chalipin. Or maybe even in a Kli, the Rubicon is Shavaprutta. But Rashi's not talking about that. Rashi's talking about Lamalami Pruta, just the Torah's Chalipin, that's all. Never mind if we say the other things that he didn't mean about individuals because Batla, or they meant about Kesef Shalom. You understand what I'm saying? Good. Again, this is reinforced by the next line. The Ode. Keep going. And he's assuming, Tosis, that it isn't limited in any of the four or five, what did I say, five? In any of the five different ways that we just discussed. Right? In fact, it goes even to Kesef Pachos Mipruta. Imkain. Bante Drabianai, the daughters of Rabianai. You want to meet up with those Bante Drabianai, right? Talk about high maintenance. Okay, go ahead. What is that? Did you see it? What is it? Beis Shammai says what?
People raise the bar. If people raise the bar more than the Shavaprutta, and if they still didn't accept it.
Now, the Tosis is asking from both directions against Rashi. If you, Rashi, the way he read Rashi in a very radical way, right? Five different assumptions. Wow. Right? So, but according to his radical way of reading Rashi, he's saying, I can ask you on all sides. Number one, you should be more flexible and liberal, right? You know, some women will take less than a pruta, and it's not really a chisaron and shame kesef, it's just a personal kpeda issue, and there's no lo plug, and nothing else either, okay? Number two, it goes the other way too. And let's say you have these prima donna, bante drabianai, oh, maybe they have good reason, I shouldn't be so harsh, right? Bante drabianai, maybe they had to set a certain standard for the community, it was very important, whatever it was. So, for them, taking less than whatever, right, than a tirkava de dinra was a bizayon. That's very highly individualistic. So are you going to say, why don't we have the same shaka vitaria right here? That's the question, right? Of course, if we'd say any of the things that we've said, right, that's not a question. Why? Because the Gemara's context in Bante Drabianai, as Tosis points out, is what? Beis Shammai said you require a dinar. And then the Gemara says, once it's not a Shavapruta, it's a dinar, why do you stop there? Maybe we should try to figure out everybody's, standard of living or whatever, criterion, personal criterion, right? But the point is, if you're working with dinar has no, clear. It's not Rubicon. No one thinks that less than a dinar is not a shein kesef. Dinar is an amount. It's a shiur. It's a certain shiur. And that's when the Gemara asks, oh, if it's a shiur already, maybe it's highly personal. And even then, probably the answer is that it's an objectified shiur. Fine. Right? But if we're talking about Beis Hillel, who say shava kesef, right? So that's the Hagdara of Shem Kasef. It's only because they're making these five assumptions already that they can flip the question on its head in the other direction. If we really felt that Shava Kasef was a bottom line shiur, right, either of Batla Daitleit Sol Adam or especially of Shem Kasef, maybe even in Kli, but certainly in Mammon, then you can never ask the question the opposite way. Who makes that Ha'ara? Tosa Rush. Somebody got a Tosa Rush very quickly? Anybody have it? Some of them, it's in the back of some of the Gemaras. Avrami? It goes with the benching. It doesn't go with kahuna per se, but it goes with benching, as you can well understand. And I don't understand how you explain that other point anyway, really. What does it mean that you have shom brooms that are levium, that are related to you as shom brooms? I don't understand.
I said related.
I mean, in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I mean, something was gnawing in the back of my mind. Like bnei Aaron, bitchu b'Hashem. I understand that, but okay. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Or beis Aaron. Sorry. Like nispar de chavila, like it was. Yeah. Yeah, but when you're talking about a Shabbat Pruta, right? That's a minimum Hagdara Shear, correct? Okay. So this, yeah. He says that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Keep going. Yeah.
That was in the beginning. We know the Rabbanit time. The Gersad prophet Shabbat Pruta Lom Kanya, but Logar seen in Nafsha. The time.
No, that's Rabbanit time.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but I wanted in the. He's saying it for Rashi. The Tosafot. He's saying, don't ask. Rashi. It's not fair to ask on Rashi and what?
No, that was within a minute.
Yeah. No, that we have in our Tosfos too. Right? As we'll see in a moment. Yeah. So, okay. So you see the Tosa Rosh is very good. Okay. As for the Ritva, anybody have the language of the Ritva open? About the Batal Daita also? Michael, you have it? Looks like you nodded. No? Did not. You were just approving of Avrami's performance? Yeah. Anybody have the Ritva?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. So he says it a little bit differently. Right? He says, even though some people, it's interesting, I just wanted to bring that on the record, Tosa Rosh is saying, yeah, some people would accept it, but it's batla daita. And it's not a problem of Antid Rav Yanai, because that's the Rubicon of Shem Kasa. Right? The Ritva is saying it a little bit different. The Ritva is saying, even though some people would accept it, some people don't accept the notion that Shabbat Pruta is the Rubicon. Yep, Mika, just one more time. Right, not that they'll accept it, but that they even view it as mamon. Yeah.
Then Batla Daita is a clause in the machine from
there. Yeah. So that might be more, not so much low plug, but it's not up to individuals to decide, right, how the monetary system, is objectively defined. What, every individual gets to decide whether or not less than a pruta is considered to be mamon? Like it's mamon for me, not for you? You might say that less than a pruta is mamon. But it doesn't work for certain things because you need a shear. That's fine. But if you already think that there is an objective view that shame mamon depends on the minimum shavapruta, then of course that doesn't depend on individuals. Individuals can accept less than the shame mamon, right? But they can't turn it into a shame mamon. That's why I think that the Ritva's batla daita, I'm not sure about the Tosa Rashi's, but the Ritva's batla daita certainly isn't so much about low plug that it doesn't depend on the individual, it depends on the group, as much as it is that this is an objective difference. Right? Now, it doesn't mean kesef shel kavod, kesef shel whatever. That's still a different issue. Okay? Good. No, he's just explaining a parallel question, though. Right, 100%. That's also true. The Tosa Rosh is. Okay, good. Let's keep going. The shtar part. Okay, I think we've done everything else. And then Tosas himself. Okay, the Tosas himself come up with the idea that really the issue is kicha kicha, not from comparable kinyanim, but the same kesef. And then the point is that pachas mishar prut lo mikri kesef, correct? And that we've discussed. Okay. So I was suggesting maybe Rashi holds that way too. Rashi's just explaining gnai hula on yosem pruta or kli. Correct? Okay. So this question, but the way Tosis read Rashi, it sounds like there is a shame kesef less than a pruta. So how come certain dinam are pruta? That's why Tosis can substitute dinar and pruta. Right? The answer is there are shiurim. It's a shiur. It's not a din and shame kesef. So just to take a couple of minutes to note that this is a massive discussion. Is Shava Pruta just a shiur, or is it din and shame kesef? So where's one of the most prominent cases that this comes up? Yehuda? A guy in what?
When a guy steals something.
Gazelle. By the way, is that one of the Shevmets B'nai Noach? Is it? It is. Right? Yeah. So the Gezel ben Noach, right? So the, so you have two Gemaras in Sanhedrin. You have it, Yehuda?
Yeah. Rehuna v'Yehuda v'Kul Tamid, the
Rav. Where are you reading from? What daf?
Nun Zion.
Correct. Nun Zion Omid Aleph. Right? Yeah, go ahead.
So Hashem and Mitzvah is B'nai Noach Mehera. So when the Hashem and Mitzvah is B'nai Noach, so they get killed. So Goli Rachman and Bechadim, who are then the cool.
We can get to the... Yeah, go ahead.
V'hal Gezel B'nai Noach Mehera, V'hantanya. V'hal Gezel Gana V'gazel. Can you pass Koer, but can you represent? Nachri v'nachri v'nachri v'Yisrael. Also, Yisrael v'nachri v'mutter.
So what does that mean?
So basically, the Gemara...
Pachas Mishar Pruta, right?
Yeah,
we're talking about Pachas Mishar Pruta. Yeah? You're still... there. Yeah, okay. Keep going, yeah.
I can go down.
No, it's fine.
So it says...
Yeah, go down to Kiyotzebo.
Kiyotzebo
begezel mai. Omer Abacha b'Reid Ravigal, and it's called the Paul Bekerim. Paul Bekerim Emas, Ibishas Kamar Malacha Tero, Ilab Shas Malacha Gezem Alio, Elam Rapapa, La Nitzrael Lapakos Mishava Pruta.
So it says, Ihachi, not Kamisal.
Now go slow. We're talking about less than Pruta, so this is important for us. Right? Ihachi Kutab Yisrael.
Asur.
Why is Kuti. The Gemara said before that what you read before, which is what was important, that Kuti Bekuti. How did it go again? Al Gezel Gana Begazel Pchen Yifas Torah Pchen Kiyot. So Bekuti Bekuti, Bekuti Yisrael is Aser. Yisrael Bekuti is Mutter. Right. So the Gemara is saying if the case is Pachos Mishav Pruta, then Kuti be Yisrael Aser. Why is Kuti be Yisrael Aser? Means the Kuti steals from the Jew. He steals less than a Pruta. But for a Jew, less than a Pruta is not Gezel. One second. So the Gemara says Habar Mechila. Yeah, correct. Habar Mechila. We'll have to see what that means, really. So the Gemara says Nehi. Go ahead. The Basar Hachim.
Basar Hachim Machilei. So Tzar Shaita Mileislei.
What do you make of that?
I mean, it's
very tricky Gemara.
This seems to be coming from the perspective of
Shalat Pruta. Yeah, from a financial point of view, this seems because Yisrael be Yisrael. Right, it's not Gezel, or it's not Chiyuv Gezel anyway. We'll get that in a second too, right? So what is this exactly? And also, the only reason that the Gemara thinks that it shouldn't be a problem is because of Bar Mechila?
I mean, that's what it seems to be.
I mean, what else could they have said? If you were writing the Gemara, what else could you have written? Yachi, could be Yisrael Asur, ha?
I mean, maybe it's like it's a special din by Gaim,
that Gadol Gaim operates. No, we're talking about he's stealing from the Israel. Would you have said Habar Mechila who? Or what else could you have said instead of those words? If you were writing the Gemara on your own. Can you imagine that? They're giving you the license. But you can only, I mean, yeah, you know, with responsibility. Conceptual responsibility. And it has to fit some Rishonim. It has to cohere. I'm giving you the option. What do you want to put in?
I mean, I guess one
thing. Ihachi kutub Yisrael Asur ha. We have to explain the words that are there, don't get me wrong.
I mean, maybe you can say that
Hello Mikri Gezel or Hello Mikri Kesef. Or Ein Gezel Shavaprut, something like that, right? Instead of Bar Mechila. Mechila sounds too artificial. It sounds like there's Gezel, but there's Mechila. There is Gezel, but it's Mechila. Or maybe it doesn't get off only because you know there's going to be an automatic Mechila. It sounds like it's artificial in some way, right? And then the Gemara says, Nei, debasar achi machale tsar b'shaita milesa. What do you make of that? We'll get to both of them in a second, but what do you make of that? Some extraneous thing, or is that something? No. This is something fundamental.
Fundamental by itself?
How do you interpret that line?
When
the Gemara asks the question, it sounds like they're saying, yeah, this is a problem. It isn't really a gazelle. So the answer finally, the rescue is, yeah, it is a gazelle? Or it's something else?
It seems to be that it's like, even though it's sort of a gazelle for a Yisrael, when knowing it, so because of this sort of extraneous condition of Mechilas, therefore it's less of a gazelle.
That's a question. Okay, so we'll get to it in a second. We're raising the questions, we'll see in a second. Just keep going for another minute. Kuti b'kuti.
Not everyone who gives the hand, given the law of Mechila, then who goes ma'al Yisrael.
Okay, so that's the only reason? It sounds like the only difference between Klal Yisrael and Benoach here is Achzorius and Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim, which is the way that some Rishonim, including Rashi here, interprets. Right? Okay.
Ela Amr of Acha, Breder Ika. The Nisucha Ela, Kovish Sakhar.
Skar Sakhar.
Skar Sakhar.
Okay, we'll leave that out. That's important, but that's not for us right now. Okay. So what's really going on? What does the Rashi say? Tzar b'shaita milesa, is that it? Hilkach gezel, elashein bezin sishon niskak and lashivo.
Yeah, hilkach gezel hu, elashein bezin misrael, zik and lashivo. Really, the etzim it is gezel, but it's just, it wasn't given the power of a basic.
Yeah, so he's not saying it's something extraneous. Go ahead.
So it seems more fundamental. The brother haki machale. Because more than that, right, then you machale.
Ubisrael b'shaol nami.
Ubisrael nami alser, ma'avar.
Umevar lo avar. Well, because it sounds like it's only not chayiv, but it is asar, right? Ooh, that's tricky. But if there's no shame, but if there's mechila, if there's that work better if there's mechila or better if it's no shame mamo?
I mean, seemingly it would work better if it's no shame mamo.
That should be asar. Why is it asar? Asar min haTorah, it sounds like.
So then maybe mechila, which is like a sort of other thing, and then
the ksivlo sigzal. So it's not, and it says Beheshev is like Zela, Amidid Yishavon Kargezel, V'idachlo, Avokuti, the Labar Yishavon, Shekol Dino Lemiso, the Nafik Pachas Mishan Pruta, Mechlal Pruta, Vafilis Shadamachar Basar Lahachi. Yeah. Kuti Bekuti Kiyotsev Obitmiya Begabi, Kuti Bekuti Motsi, Pachas Mishan Mechlal Pruta, Bekar Kiyotsev Begezel, Velo Gezel Mamish. Okay. What's going on here? So, basically, there are two ways to, again, approach this whole problem. One is to emphasize the language of the Gemara, again, before we rewrite it, right? Right? Which is Bar Mechila, La Bar Mechila. If you just took this Gemara Kipshuto, you might say that there's no fundamental objective difference between a Pruta and not a Pruta. The difference is only in the way that people respond to it. Mechila and Bar Mechila, right? And that explains, if you take that view, that means that this Gemara, at least, is saying that fundamentally, even less than a pruta is some sort of mamon, right? Just that when it comes to Hashava or Kpeda, it's Nita L'Mechila. And in the case of Akum, if you want to just go with this so far, what we could say is that, you know, and this is how some Rishonim explain it, that you know, non-Jews are not Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim. They're more Omeid on their din, right? Some people say Akzarim, right? So for them, there's no Mechila. So the difference between Pachos and Lamala for Yisrael, for Ben Noach, is really just a function of a side, an extraneous issue of Akzarius and Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim. Okay. And then from this Gemara, you would say, why is there an Iser, Gezel, Akum, Yisrael, Yisrael, Les, and Apruta? Because it's still Gzelas Kesef. Right? But since there's no Hashava, so it's not Bechalal Balav, because there's always going to be an automatic Mechila. Right? This Gemara would be a very good Gemara to work with Tosus's reading of Rashi, right, which is that Les and Apruta is Kesef. Only question is Kpeda, Mechila, and different things. Correct? However, that is not the only way to read the Gemara. So another way to read the Gemara is to say, whether you rewrite it or not, that the question of Mechila or Bar Mechila isn't an extraneous point. Mechila, it's another way of saying Shem Kesef. Right? Or maybe. Now here you can say one of two things. You could say that Klal Yisrael's objective tendency to be mochel at a certain threshold is koveya the shame kasef. That's how some Rishonim say it. That's an interesting idea. That's what I call the Yoredeya Choshen Mishpat interface that we have in a few different things. Right? I'll give you another one. Is tzedakah about a chiyuv? And is there a Balchov status, right? Clearly, you know, is Ribis Gzela, right? Is Poshea really Kamazik? Okay. So sometimes, you know, the what I call the expectation of doing certain things, you know, has impact in defining halachic category. I think it's a very important principle. Anyways, so you might say that the question of Mechila, Abzorius, or Rachmanim, B'nei Rachmanim, is Koveya the bottom rung of Shem Kesef. That's what some Rishonim say. Then, what we're saying is, this is Gezel for Akum, and it's not Gezel for Yisra. Now the question is, so why is it even Asur? Why is there an Iser Yisra? So what you might say is that that Iser is a kind of a Chatzi Shir, like a Chazi Litzterufe. If you do more, right, it's going to be a pruta. Assuming that Chazi Litzterufe can be a mechayev in its own right, even without having any substance. There's a line in the Chinuch, in Sefer Chinuch, I told you if you get a chance, but I don't want to get into the details now, Reish Chav Tes, Kuf Lamed. The Chinuch and Rashi, in different places, seem to be sosa themselves, whether this whole Gezel, Pachas Mipruta issue is about Mechila directly, but there really is a Shem Kesef, or it's about Mechila, right, that is Koveya Shem Kesef. Both the Chinuch and Rashi in different places say different things. In one place, the Chinuch says that maybe Gezel, Pachas Mipruta, is Asur B'toras Chatzi Shir. That's a bit of a Kiddush. We know Chatzi Shir in Macholos Asur. According to the Chacham Tzvi, Milchas Chinuch quotes it whenever he can. It's like hundreds of times. That Chacham Tzvi says Chatzi Shir is limited to Macholos Asur. But many Rishonim already think Shabbos has Chatzi Shir, according to some Rishonim, other things, right? But even Gezel, even when there's no Hagdara, the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, Menuchas Gezela, when the Rambam says that you can't be, it's Asur Ligzol Pachas Mipruta, also says Chatzi Shir. But it's a Chiddush. A, the expansion of Chatzi Shir, especially the expansion of Chatzi Shir, when the less than the shear is seemingly zero, and the only thing that makes it something, maybe, we'll see, I'll give you an alternative in a second, is Chazi Litz Tarufe. Pashtus says that maybe Chazi Litz Tarufe only works when you're adding, if you keep adding zero and zero, then there's no causal starufe, I mean mathematically. Right? If you can add a half and a half, that's causal starufe. Maybe you don't even then need the pragmatic causal starufe. It's just a way of saying that there isn't zero because there isn't one, at least there's half or a fraction. Everybody with me? Kind of? Yeah. Anyways, with Gezel Akum, there's something else, or Gezel Benoach, there's something else to say, and maybe also as a spillover for Yisrael. And that is, and Rashi's partly saying it, the Rama has certainly a Deah that says it, I'll read it to you in a second. Maybe the idea also is how you look at Gezel. If you look at Gezel, and this is not our topic right now, if you look at, talked about it to Sanhedrin people last year a little bit, because we talked about Xelos and Chavolos and Zikin, right? Kisar and Kiss and stuff like that. If you look at Gezel in terms of dollars and cents and Hefzed and Nezek, so the focus should be on whether or not Shavapruta, less than a Pruta, is still considered Kesef or not. It's considered Shovi or Kesef. However, there's another issue in Gezel, and that is whether a Maisa Gzela, as a Maisa Avera, you know, as an attack on somebody's property or person by virtue of his property, right? In other words, disrespecting the boundaries of ownership, you know, whether that isn't a Maisa Avera, which also is significant. In Gezel Akko, in Gezel Benoach, what one might say is, you know, it's Azaraso Zui Misasa. It's a capital crime on a little bit of loss of money. That's part of the deterrent and stability and coherence in society, maybe. Or, because we view it not in terms of the money, but as a maisaveh or as an attack. In which case, the issue isn't, you know, whether it's Shavapruta or not, the issue is that it's a maisaveh zela. On a Yisrael level, that's possible too. Can you have a maisaveh zela without a shem kesef? Mm-hmm. Not so clear, but maybe at least on the Easter level. The Minchas Chinuch has a ha'ara in the mitzvah of Geneva, where he is medayik in the Rambam, that maybe Geneva's pachos mipruta is different than Gezela's pachos mipruta. There might be good reason to think, it's not our topic now, that the mechayiv of Geneva, the Rav's certainly thought this in the name of Reb Chaim, that the Mechayiv of Gneva is more the Maisa Gneva, the Mechayiv of Gzela is more the Hefzed Mamon. You need both and both, but in terms of what it is that really triggers it, it's the Maisa and Gneva and the Hefzed and Gzela. That's a simple way to say it. But that's why Gonev Almanas Lamekat, if you steal something just because you want to annoy somebody, but you really intend to give it back, that halacha appears in the Rambam, in the Gemara, and then in the Rambam, only Nochus Gneva. It doesn't appear in Nochus Gzela. Some Rishonim think it applies to Gzela, but the Rambam only counts it or quotes it in Gneva. Minchas Chinuch thought that, anyway. Minchas Chinuch thinks that less than a Pruta in Gneva and Gezel Akum and Amnaslam, he thinks all these issues are connected. Why am I telling you all this? Let's remember where we were and what we're talking about. Tosus read Rashi, right, that less than a pruta, even in mamon, never mind kli, is mamon. It's only a question of the shiur. And that's how he could say, oh, but if it's fine with him, what do we care? And not only that, if it's not fine and he has a higher level, it's banta drabyanai, right? And Tosus says, less than a pruta is not a shame kasa, right? I'm just pointing out that for a Ben Noach, the objective facts are that for a Ben Noach, you violate Gezel even less than a Pruta. And for Yisrael, right, there's an Iser, but no Chiyuv. When a Ben Noach robs a Yisrael, you're also Chayiv. And the Gemara says that's because he's Mitzayer lay. So what I'm trying to explain is, if you take the view that even less than a Pruta is Mamon, and it's all about Kpeda, then the way to explain the Gemara is all, here there's Mechila here, there's no Mechila there, right? Even where there's Mechila, there's still the theft of mammon, and that's a problem. And that's why this is an Isser Chatzishir, or maybe it isn't Chatzishir, it's even more than that, etc. If you think that Mechila is what defines Shem Kesef, Mayoridea, Kosher Mishpat interface, or it's just an objective reality, even without the Mechila, and that's simply what we mean, so then what we need to say is that either the Hagdara of Shem Mamon is different for Yisrael and Benoach, right? And there can be a Chati Shir for Yisrael even without a Shem Mamon, that's still called Chazal Itzarufe, which is questionable. Or what you might want to say is that for Yisrael, the Mechayiv is Mamon, and therefore the Rubicon is Pruta. For a Benoach, the Mechayiv is the Maisadera, right? And therefore it's even less than a Pruta. And that's why even when he robs a Yisrael, it doesn't matter that there's Mechila. Because Mitzarele, meaning that's the Maisadera. Azaraso Zimisasa. Okay. So just to add to this for a second, that 2 days in the Ramah a little bit, here on Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, where he says, one second. Yeah. The Eish Mefarshim, Kiva de Akum La B'nei Mechila Ninu, Shahare Kol Dina Lamisa. Not that they're really Mochel. Right? He's saying, La B'nei Mechila means Mechila is irrelevant to their Gezel, because their Gezel isn't about money. Their gezel is about the Maisavera. Kol dina lemisa. Veine betarasi shabon. Therefore, lo nafak pachos mipruta, mechlal shava pruta. The money, the amount, is irrelevant. Vafilam yisrael de machale basar hachi, dom yishaz gezel, avar alav de gezel, vichai misa, velo mistavar. Then he says he doesn't like it, but that's what he suggests. Okay? Now there's another Gemara. What's the other Gemara? Nun Tesamadala. Right, what does the Gemara say there? That's one of the Meek and Meedy Gemaras, right? Yeah? Yehuda?
Amar Mar, Kol mitzvah shenemra l'bnei Noach, v'nisnei Yisrael, v'sinai l'zeh l'zeh nemra. Any mitzvah that was said to be Noach and was sort of reiterated in Sinai, you could apply to both. The other obvious, v'nisnei l'asinai l'Yisrael nemra v'lo l'bnei Noach.
Yeah.
So, Medisa Vodazara de Sinai, Shkin and the Anish Nachriyah. We say that we turn about the Rosh Hashanah and Nachriyah and also have an issue with that. So, I mean, no, Lazel is an Amna. So, therefore, clearly, Lazel is an Amna. So, they say, Lubinenach, this means the Sinai, Lisho and Amna of Lubinenach. But if it's said to be Noach, but not again Hashanah, so we see it applies to Israel and Noach.
Like a minim the Yisrael Shari, a lovek a chavim asur, right? How can a bnei Noach dinim be more chomor than Yisrael, right?
Hello.
So what are you talking about?
How are you fast Torah? But you have the case of you fast Torah, where it's not isolated by Hashanah, therefore it.
That seems to defy this cloud, right? We're more machmir in B'nai Noach.
Yeah, but that's because they're lav b'nei kibush.
Okay. And that's a great paradigm, right, for what we were talking about also before. Namely, if the Hagdara just doesn't apply, then the Hagdara doesn't apply. It's not that it's more mekel, more machmir, just that there are other factors that dictate whether or not we assess it the same way. Right? Just like I was saying even further, I was saying, you can have a chumrah, but if the chumrah flows from kulas, then even though it's a narrow chumrah, that's not an example of mika midi, right? Okay, keep going.
And this is the line's problem here is the harei mishavah pruta. So what?
Harei pachas mishavah pruta. How come Ben Noach is more chumrah than Yisrael? Keep going.
Also mishum delav b'nei machilin. Then we get the same answer sort of as we did before.
Yeah. So now we have again three ways to explain it. One is everything is about Mechila, but the Hagdara of Shavapruta is the same. The Hagdara of Gezela is the same, right? It's all about money, right? It's all about, but the question is, yes, Mochel, no Mochel. Second pshat, whether or not B'nai Mechila dictates the Shir Lamata in a legal system of Shem Kesef, right? Or the third idea, that Bnei Mechila means, is this about money, and therefore maybe it's about Mechila, or at least about a Rubicon? Or is it about a Maisa Avera? In which case, what's Rashi saying?
Rashi and Ben Noach, he says, Shigalos Yisrael, Pachlan Shavakut, Ahagat Shigab Yisrael, Lav Mamonahu, the Mechila, so there he clearly states that.
Yeah,
that
there's no Shem Mamon, even though before he talked about Mechila.
So for Ogut Ochavim, there's sort of a different standard for it being Mamun. So Ben Noach in Sava Al Gezel, and we know that Ben Noach in Sava Al Gezel, Besanhedrin, and that's Har Shalahan, Zohim Es Besan, and Sarah Chasar. So, and then he reiterates that there's no Sheva and that they are Chayav Misa for
their faith. So as you see, and if you look at Rashi and Avodah Zarah, I'm not going to go into that one now, but just again, Ayin Aleph. Then there's a whole discussion. Again, the interesting, the Minchas Chinuch, I'm sorry, the Yad Ramah here on Nun Tes says, Mashma de lo svira le kedra papa, de savaluk mekiot. When the Gemara says, Vare pakotim shal pruta li Yisrael shari, it sounds like less than a pruta for Yisrael is mutter. But we said before it was asur, just not chayiv, right? So the Ramah says, oh, must be. That that he disagrees with Rapa, there's a machlokas between Rapapa before and this Gemara, whether or not there's an Isur less than a Shir or not. Ibai Seima, Filu Tamer Rapapa, Hasam Kamairi Lechatkila, Vah Kamairi Bidiabed, regarding Ishari Lach Zukebe, whether there's a Chi of Ashava. Miu Pashta, the Shmait, the Lamashma Lechatkila, the Su Diabed, the Kuti Minale de Asir, Hechan Uzro Bene Noach Lahashava Sagzela, Ime Abimelech. Remember Abimelech again, right? Dechsiv, Hashav, right? Es Eishas Ha'ish, Hasam, Lididei Kamazir, Lachrini Minalan. Maybe there's a special din in Abimelech. Mfarkin and Hasam Hainatam, the Itzar, Filo Pachas Miputa, Mishim Dalabine Mechila, Sheisuran Hain, Shakzarin Hain should be. The Ein Mochan Afilo Davar Kal, Derek Olim, Shakala Medaktik, Medaktikim Mimo, Bain Lochlin. Right, so again, you see the different deos between Rashi and the Ramah and others, right? What exactly we are talking about. Is there a firm view that Pachas Mipruta is not Kesef for Yisrael? That's one machlokas. Even if it's true for Yisrael, is it also true for Akum? That's a second machlokas. Can you have a Maisavera, right, as a separate Mechayiv, even if there's no Shemam? Okay? So this is an issue that comes up. I gave you the example Gezel. Gezel is a great example. It comes up in other sugyas as well. Is Shem Kesef, is Shavak Pachas Mipruta a Shem Kesef or not? I say this. If you look at the Chinuch and others, okay, good and fine. What about being mechalek between two cases, kalim and coins or money? That makes sense? Yosef, what do you think? So, even though it doesn't matter, even though the kli is worth, it takes three kalim to make a pruta?
Yeah. I mean, for some in Yanin, but yeah.
So, we'll just say it a little better. You're right, but I'm saying.
So, that's not, might not be working with Torah's mammon or something.
Maybe it does work with Torah's mammon, but it doesn't work as a shear. In other words, maybe there are two dinim. That's one question is there, and that's what we just did the sugyas in Sanhedrin for, and the Rashi tells us here, and the question of Bata Dai Talitza Kaladam, if that isn't what it's saying, again, the Ritva, right, Bata Dai Talitza Kaladam that we mentioned before, right, one issue is Shavu Pruta the Rubicon. The second issue is whether we're Mechalek between a Be'en and money. Right, but we won't deny that, you know, that a be'en, which is worth less than a pruta, is worth less than a pruta. So what we're really saying is that there are really two dinim. One is shem kesef, or shovi, whatever you want to call it. And the other is shior shava pruta. Right, Yosef? So you said correctly, that I just want you to elaborate on it, that you might be mechalik between different things. What do you mean? Well, especially in light of this point, that what? Maybe different areas of halacha, you might be mechalik. So who actually says this explicitly or discusses it? Excellent. The Rajba in Shavuos. Rajba in Shavuos, Lama Tesselman base. What's the background there?
Whether you use how much the Kira and Kana need to be for more than Mitzvahs.
Correct. You need Shtei Keseh. Even Yatsu Kalim Lamashain, there are different girsos in the Gemara. Is it possible with Kesef, you don't need Shtei Kesef, you don't even need, you don't need Shavapruta, you can get away with less? Correct? So the Rajba there has a Safek. What's a Safek? Very famous Rajba, very Mechudash Rajba.
Yeah, so he says that he quotes a very different Rishonim, and he says that there's a possibility that because of like inherent Hishdamshas or just a Malacha that you could use a cleave for, it's Nechshav, like a even if it's less than the Shavapruta, it's still chashuv enough to use or to be worked in the case of Kira.
So that's the Gemara there. And then he's mistopic even further. Number one, with regard to the sugya of Moda B'Mikzas. And then he's mistopic further. What about... What about Kiddushin? Can you be Mekadosh Anisha with a Kli Pachos Mipruta? That's the Rajba Safek. Or, to put it in context, and what else is he mistopic about? He's not saying it at all. There's a Mishnah, right? The Mishnah in the fifth parak of... No, fourth parak of Bava Metzia says Chamesh Prutos. What are the Chamesh Prutos? One is Moda Mikzas. What's that?
Hoda
and Moda Mikzas.
Hekdesh.
Yeah. Kiddushei Isha. What else? Who said Yeshiva Sadayanim? Excellent. Right? Yeshiva Sadayanim, you don't sit aim this cock in the pocket of Mishav Pruta, right? That's the Mishnah. So basically, what the Rajba is doing is asking whether or not that's Chadamachta, those five are all identical, or not. Meaning, if it's a shiur in Shein Kesef, and it applies, you know, and it depends on that market value of a Shavapruta, then there's no reason to be mechalik, right? But if there are two dinim, there's a din of Shein Kesef, which in value maybe depends on Shavapruta, right? But has another expression, namely when it has, you have an object of intrinsic worth or chashivos. So then the question is, ain doesn't this cock in the pockets of Shavapruta? It's the shear of Shavapruta, or it means a davar chashuv. It means shame kesef, right? Kiddushin is shame kesef or shear Shavapruta. That's going to be very important for us going forward, right? And what about Hoda? That would seem to be saying. And what about Shvua? Right? And so on. And what about Hektesh? So we're acknowledging that some dinim depend on Shame Kesef or Shovi, and other dinim depend on the Shior of Shava Kesef. So this is going to come up again and again. What about Shava in both directions? What about Shava Kesef? When do you say Shava Kesef Kekesef? We still have to get back to that tosis. And what? How do you define Shavapruta? Is it defined by the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? Or is it defined by every generation? And I mentioned this already. Let's say you have an object which is Shavapruta somewhere else, but not here. When do you apply the din of Ein Hektesh Shel Makom Vishaito? And what if you have something that's Asur Bahana, right? But has, otherwise it would have been worth something. What is that? And so on. Meaning, there could be cases where you can't go to the candy store and you can't, you know, get a pruta worth from your object, right? But it has a shame kesef on some level. And then there can be situations where you have exactly the opposite, right? So the Rajba's discussion, now of course the Rajba is very problematic based on our Gemara in Kiddushin. Because our Gemara says that we're disqualifying Chalip and Lamala Mipruta because of Chalip and Lamata Mipruta. Chalip is a Kli. So it's clear that even in a Kli, you can't give a Kaddish and Isha, seemingly. Right? Who asked that question? Alex? It's a good question? Okay. Azriel? Anybody? Nixos. Right? Nixos and Simon, what did I say? Peches? Peches Aleph quotes the Rajba and says it's against the Gemara. Yeah.
Are we saying this thing in the Rajba is the same thing as Kaz of Shalhanah?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily at all. I think there's an interesting... I've spent many hours thinking about this. I think you could separate them. I think it's tempting to try to think of them together, but I do think that they are... I think it's better to separate them.
If not, then that you feel ready to use that to answer the Gemara and Kiddushin, no? Because, I mean, as soon as you say Kiddushin is a requirement for Kesef Shalhanah, and then Kli has no Kesef Shalhanah because it's, let's say, returns...
Right, no, the question is still in the Rajba itself. The Rajba is mistapek, and he's not poshek the safek about being mekadesh with a kli pachas misham pruta.
That's using the kli itself, not through chalipin.
Right. So I also was thinking about that, but does it make sense that you wouldn't allow chalipin lamala mipruta because of the existence of lamata mipruta,
no,
when in kesef you could even get away with lamata mipruta? Maybe.
Because you're returning it, that would be exactly the point. When you're returning it,
I mean, because
the
of the Almanas al-Haqsir, you think?
I'm saying,
because
you don't have the Hanav.
Okay,
again,
well, in that sense, I agree with you, and I would say the Rajba might be l'shitasa. So we'll get to that in a second. Meaning the Rajba's thing about Kli Pachas Mishav Pruta, I think, leaves an opening to answer this question, even though he doesn't.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that in a second. Anyway, everybody's with me. So the Rajba's, that's Xosa's question. Xosa says, I think it's wrong. It can't. There's no defense for it. End of story. The Nesivas. Anybody see the Nesivas? Adam?
Yeah, he says in Peches Aleph that you should be mechalik between the Kli, the definition of a Kli using Chalipin and Kli also.
A Kli Shalem, or a Kli which is a Davar Mesuyam, where the integrity of the Kli, right, is maintained, and the Chashivas of the Kli. But he says the problem with Chalipin is that, you know, whatever you're holding in your hands come on to Pasak, correct? And therefore, that is... That kind of a kli is what the Xos is talking about. I'm sorry, is what the Rajba is talking about. What does Xos say about that in the Moshe of Nesivos?
In
number one, I think he means two things. Number one, you know, the Rajba didn't make chilukim, so we shouldn't be assuming that he made chilukim. And then he goes on to say, moreover, if it's command to pasak, it's only because of the integrity of the invisible lines. Right, meaning it's a beged. So if we view it as a beged, so why isn't that a kli as a davar chashuv? That's an interesting, very interesting question. Meaning a kli, you know, is only a davar chashuv if that's like its original dimensions, or if there aren't invisible lines. What about a formal kli, but not a real? In other words, could you say that the real kli is koveya the shovi? You know, as opposed to the formal kli. That's kind of what the Nesivas is saying. It's a really interesting question. Right? Either way, I think I like what you're saying, if I understood it correctly. The Rajba himself has an interesting line in here where he says, when he's trying to explain what it means when we say that or Makanya, right? So the Rajba, right? We're finally up to the Rajba. Unlike the Ramban, right? When he's trying to explain, Chalipin is different. It's not Kesa. Number one, what expression does he use? Josh? din acher or something like it. It's not mamon. It's enom bidin kaspo or mamona or something. It's midin dino.
Well, this is other great line where he says enom kona
be kaseh ala bishonyad bedino. That's what I'm talking about. That is in another line. That's a line. Right? It's the din of Khalipin, not the Kesa. That doesn't sound like barter either, right? But let's go further. The Rajba, in order to explain, well, again, so why not say, so the Rajba asked what other people said. Why not say, so when you use the Palamalami Pruta, what's the big deal? Right? So the Rajba says there are two things that are necessary, right, for us to explain the Gemara. Now, before he got to this point, he says, well, Chalipin is Nayu B'Pachas B'Shava Pruta. Let me take a step back. The Ramban explains what's the big deal, Chalipin is Nayu B'Pachas B'Shava Pruta. Why not just say you're Mechalik between Pruta and not a Pruta, which is the Madura Kama of the Tosas Rid, right? Or some other Rishonim think if fundamentally it is true, if not for Gzeira. Right? So the Ramban says, no. As far as Isha is concerned, right, the Ikar Din Chalipin is Isnayu B'Pachas B'Shava Pruta. Anybody have a line in the Ramban? What does that mean as far as Isha is concerned? The Ikar Din of Chalipin is Isnayu B'Pachas B'Shava Pruta. As far as Isha is concerned. Meaning in 99% of the cases of Chalipin is Lamalami Pruta. As far as Isha is concerned, you know, that's not true. Not the numbers. Meaning, what's Ramban trying to say? Isnayu B'Pachas M'Shava Pruta is not an aberration, and it's not a lesser, it's not a diluted yet still form of Chalipin. It's as Chalipin as any other Chalipin. And therefore, what he means is the reality of Isnayu B'Pachas M'Shava Pruta, the legal significance of it, right, is something that doesn't go away when there's a pruta. And that's what's koveya when it comes to Isha. Certainly, if you're interpreting Rashi, mekanya nafsha. But probably even otherwise, if you're trying to show that it's not shame kesef. Right? That's what the Ramban means. The Ramban means to say, don't, if you think that Kesef helps me pruta as an aberration, and it's fundamentally kesef, but what can you do? You have this case, then in Achanami we'll plug it, as opposed to low plug it. But that's not true. Now the Rajba wants to say the same thing, but a little more sharply. So he says, there's no yipui, see the language of the Rajba, if you have it there, there's no yipui koach when you have a chalipin more than a pruta and less than a pruta. It's the same chalipin. Right?
Same chalipin.
Toras chalipin chadu. The ain yipui koach. You have the lines? But then, he goes on to say, and by the way, I still would have said that you could plug it. Bishlom, exactly. If not for the fact that not only is it Isnayu B'Pachas M'Pruta, but it's also Kni Al Manas, and by the way, he doesn't say Matar Al Manas L'Hachzir. He quotes the Gemara's language Meduyak in the Darim, namely Kni Al Manas L'Hachzir. Josh, read the line if you don't mind. The Bishlom,
I don't know what Kni Al Manas L'Hachzir.
I would have said that if not, if there was only one factor, namely Isnayu. Why? Because I would have said that's an aberration. Really, really, Chalipin is about value, or barter at least, right? Just that we go a little further on the Pachosmi Kli, and so we should be Mechalik. But since it's also true,
you're saying,
right? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So what he's saying is that chalipin, had it been only one or the other, again, the Rabban doesn't say that. Right, the Rabban try to say the same idea, basically. Namely, that the pachas mipruta isn't, we'll see, some of the other Rishonim think it is an aberration. It also is still chalipin, but it's not the ikar chalipin. Not necessarily that there are two dinim, but at least it's not reflective, right? We still think, well, we'll be finished tomorrow. I guess we'll finish these other lashonos. But the Ramban is saying, no, it's one chalos chalipin, and the isnayu is a bigger legal reality, even though it's a rare case, but it's the bigger legal reality. End of story. The only time the Ramban gets into kniyah menas lahaknos or matana menas lahachsir, right, is to explain Rashi, to explain Kesef Shalana. But the Rajba, trying to explain the same thing as the Ramban, the initial part, meaning that Chalipin is not Kesef, it's a din, not a value, says, you know, in my opinion, the clincher is both. It's the fact of the Snayu B'Pachas Mipruta plus Kniyah Menas Lahaknos. One reinforces, if it had only been a style of Apophis and Mipruta, I would have said, it's still about value, even though it stretches value a little bit. And if it, meaning it stretches because it's not a Shavapruta, it's not a sheer Shavapruta, which is sometimes important. If it had only been Kniyah Menas Lahaknos, maybe I would have interpreted that as a kind of a Tanai, or at least not something, or some other factor. But the fact that it's Kniyah Menas Lahaknos and Isnayu B'Pachas Mipruta leads me to think that it isn't the value at all, it's the din chalipin, it's the symbol or the das or whatever it is. So I thought, in light of that, maybe what we could say for the Rajba is, yeah, I mean, a kli, because the Rajba acknowledges, not saying that a kli less than a pruta is the equivalent of a pruta. It doesn't say that either. You could have. Right? You could say a kli less than a pruta is always the equivalent of a pruta. Because it has a shemamon, even if it doesn't shear shodi, and all we ever care about is shemamon. You could say that. Does the Rajma say that? No, because he's mistapek. Which of the five depend on the shear, and which of the five depend on the shame? He's not sure about kiddushin. Right? He's sure about some things, he's sure about some things are not, and he's not sure about some in the middle, which is his way of saying, there are two dinim. There's a din of shir shavapruta, and there's a din of shemamon. The question also is, what does each application depend on? So now, in light of that, so the Rajba is saying like this, had it only been for isnayu b'pokas b'shavapruta and chalipin, I might have even thought that would work. And even if I thought, let's say, according to the Tzad HaSafek, that it doesn't work, right? But it certainly shouldn't ruin Lamala Mipruta. What's a big deal? So, Isnayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, it works in certain things. It has a Shem Mamon. Right? This doesn't have, I'm not sure. Does it depend on Shava Pruta or Shem Mamon? And if at least there's a Shem Mamon, then when you also have a Shava Pruta, maybe there's no problem. But the combination of Kniyah Menas Lahaknos and Isnayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta tells me that here the Isnayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta in Chalipin, in other words, is not because Shem Mamon's enough, it's because it's a din in the Kli. So that goes across the board. But if you want to know about being Mekadosh, ironically, with Kesef less than a Pruta with a Kli, where we're measuring it in terms, well, that's back to the question about Shem Mamon. It's not the din of Kalipin. Is that kind of what you were trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to say also that from the fact that he's not differentiating between Kaniyah al-Nas al-Hakas and Matana al-Nas al-Hakas here,
right.
That's showing that he doesn't care about... The difference that we've seen is that whether or not you have the ability to use the object.
Right, he doesn't care about the practical, he cares about the conceptual part, and there's a difference.
Yeah, I think that makes it even stronger. I mean,
okay, good. Right. So that's what I would say for the Rajma. By the way... Yeah, okay, we'll leave it at... Well, one second. I know we're running late. Okay, so let's finish this up tomorrow. We still want to talk a little bit about Matana Manas Lahachzer and Kinyan Manas Lahaknos, a little bit. Mostly we've talked about it. About Shtar, Goy. Yeah. Okay. And then we want to move on. Okay, so 9:45 tomorrow.